Hey, I know. I'll use my trusty frying pan as a drying pan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out of the Drawing Pan, a Pokemon The Series podcast. This week, we have the episodes Ringmasters and the Pokey Spokesman. As always, just a quick reminder, this is an E-Floor explicit podcast, so listener discretion is advised. I'm your host, Jacob, and my co-host, Alex.
Hola.
Hello. How you doing, Alex? Hello.
Hanging in there. I'm really hoping that this recording situation is gonna work. Apparently the curse is now migrated to me, so hopefully the audio will hold out.
Always one of us has something happening with audio, but there's three of us here, and the other person that is in this podcast is Austin. How you doing, Austin?
Bonjour.
Spanish. I like it.
That would be French.
Some parlez-vous français. Oui, monsieur.
Ménage à trois.
Bone apple tea.
Eiffel Tower.
Hello to our French listeners. And French-speaking listeners, how are you doing?
Grade us on our French, please. Leave a comment. That took 3 years of French in high school, and it's all gone.
Mine's gone, too.
It's been flushed. You took French, too, Austin?
I took French and Spanish.
Ooh. What about you, Alex? What other dialects do you speak? Languages, not dialects, do you speak?
So, I am really, really bad at languages. I took a semester of Spanish, and I was like, no. Then I took a semester of French, and I was like, oh, this is even worse. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to be fancy. I'm going to take Italian. And then I had to stick with that for 4 semesters because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to graduate on time. And Italian was the hardest shit I've ever done in my life. And I think my professor just passed me with like a C to get me to go away. Because he's like, you're hopeless. Get out of my class.
So Italian's harder than French?
To me, it is. I'm really, really bad at languages. Although I did really love taking Latin in high school, but it's a dead language. So
one of my neighbors is Italian, and he'll talk to his family on the phone in Italian, and he'll walk sometimes with me, and I'll be like, hey, say something in Italian, and he will, and I'd be like, dude, there's no chance. There's no way I could ever understand that.
Honestly, I feel like I understand like negative Italian now. Like it's become so bad. Like I used to kind of understand a little bit, but now I'm like, if you were to even say one single word, I would be like, what?
You know, I know a special language that very few people know.
Pokemon.
What's that?
Pika. Pika, Pika. Pikachu. Yummy. Pika. Pika, Pikachu.
Wow, that's a real talent, Austin. You should make something out of that. It's very lucrative.
Should be a fraud.
I should scam people on the side of the road.
Every day you're hustling.
But it is funny you talk about Italian, because that goes into my week.
You went to Italy.
No.
Wow.
Eventually, hopefully. I want to try the food. I want authentic Italian food. But I started watching The Sopranos for the first time.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. I started watching it this week.
Speaking of Italian, I watched The Sopranos.
They're Italian. It's the Italian mob.
How do you like it?
Man, people are busy. You know what I mean? This guy's everywhere all at once. I'm like, how do you live like this? That's the only way I could. He owns like a titty bar, a garbage place. I don't even know what else he's in part of, but he's everywhere all at once.
Aren't those all his, like, fronts for his mob operations?
They are. Remember, right? Yeah, yeah, but I mean, that's just a lot.
People that are that busy aren't happy.
Well, yeah, he's in therapy. Like, the whole premise of the show is him in therapy because he's, like, spiraling out of control.
Oh, I've never seen The Sopranos. I just know he's hot.
James Gandolfini, R.I.P. Oh, my God, it's so sad.
Yeah, but he was hot, though.
He was hot.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement. Joke? He's hot.
No, it's not.
Okay, no, he's really an attractive man.
What men think is attractive in men is not actually what's attractive in men. That's the funny thing. Women too. It's the same thing.
Yeah, take a lesson, guys. Like, what you think girls want is not what you think girls want. My thing is just be honest with your intentions.
Yeah, when you're a mob boss, just be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, just be honest.
Just lead with how many people you've killed. That's probably a good starter to the date, right? I mean, if it's double digits, you might want to turn the other way. But if we're still in the single digits, it might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm watching that. That's pretty good. I'm only on, like, episode 3, so we'll see how that goes. What else have I done this week? I'm in different glasses. My other one's broke. That was a sad story.
What happened? Did they fall off your face into the toilet or something?
Was it a mob hit?
It wasn't a mob hit. No, but you never guess. I bought a walking vest for more physical activity. I bought a 40-pound weighted vest to walk, to make walking more strenuous on myself. This thing's 40 pounds. It's a little hard to get on, but I thought I could handle it. And so I, like, put my arms up to get it on. I guess I moved my arms in too quick, and the thing just drops right on my head.
Oh.
And snaps my glasses, like, completely down my face in half. And I was like, oh, they're just, like, grinding
me. If that thing's snapping your glasses in half, you should not be putting it on your body. I'm just saying.
No, I like it. I like the feel of it.
You should get one of those, like the trash bag things.
No, I'm not doing one of those again. I did those when I was little. I smelled so bad. Constantly.
Well, yeah.
Constantly, I smelled like garbage.
Guys, do you remember when we would have, like, field day at school, and they would make us, like, wear those potato sacks to, like, when you would do, like, the potato sack hop or whatever the fuck?
Oh, I skipped school in those days.
Oh, I live for those days.
Oh, you were the reason I skipped school, Jacob, because those kids took that shit seriously, and I was like, absolutely not, goodbye.
Those are the worst, and those, speaking of, like, smelling bad, those things smelled like hot burlap. It was terrible. Ooh, that just evoked, like, a visceral memory in my mind. Ew, my God, I hate
it. Oh, man, I loved field day as a kid. That I live for it.
My nightmare.
My goal before leaving elementary school was to win field day, and I won it 3 times, so.
I have a fear to this day of the parachute. I can't.
You can't believe you hate the parachute. That was the best part of PE.
Because I was, like, you're trapped under the colors, like, this horrible kaleidoscope of colors with, like, hundreds of screaming children all around.
Were you on acid while doing this?
You can't find the way out. It's just not good.
You can't find the way out.
I couldn't.
Let's minimize Alex's trauma some more.
Maybe you just feel surrounded all the time.
I'm claustrophobic. I cannot be restrained in any way. I literally have a claustrophobia problem. I hated field day. I hated the parachute. I hated the whatever presidential fitness test bullshit that they made us do.
That is actually bullshit.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Well, it doesn't actually do anything. It's all make-believe.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I like the sponge run, though. Like, you had to run, grab the sponge, drop it in the bucket, run back, grab the
other
sponge.
Oh, that was fun. That's a presidential fitness test.
That was part of it.
Was it really?
You're conflating. Yes. No.
Yeah, it was. That was the shuffle. Because I remember you had to hang from the pull-up bar.
That is the thing, yeah.
And then we had the shuttle run with the sponges where they timed you. And then they had the mile. And then they had, like, another thing. Like, sit-ups. Sit-ups was another one.
I remember in high school they made us do this one thing where you had to run around the track. But then, like, we had to run up and down the hot metal bleachers.
Yeah.
Like, up and down the stairs. And I think that was, like, pure torture. I hated gym class. I'm just not a physical person.
Did y'all like the scooty butt things? Or like have little handholds on the sides and you put it your butt or your back on it and you'd have to go around the floor and you would run over your fingers with the wheels like 100 times?
We weren't that fancy at my school.
Okay. Yeah, you went to the rich school, Austin. We had to we had to do slip and slides without the water. That's how bad our place was. They just took the leftover. Yeah, they took the leftover the garbage bags the janitors didn't use, and they laid them out on the grass, and they just threw soap on it. You're supposed to just run and slide.
That's misery. That's a misery. Yeah, Austin, you had a different experience. You were in you had the budget for the scooty butt things. We did not.
Did y'all have the exercise ball things?
I don't remember. Like the big ones? I blocked out a lot of gym class.
The ones with the handle.
No, we didn't have those. Like that you hop? No, we didn't have that.
But you had the parachute.
We didn't even have
the parachute.
Oh, Jacob did not. Alex did.
It was. I have trauma to this day.
Pull-ups are my torture. I can't do a pull-up.
Meanwhile, Jacob's like, my 40-pound walking vest.
And it's not. I'm going to have to get a bigger one. I'm not feeling the burn enough on this one. Did anybody else do anything fun?
Oscars are a week from recording this. So I've been trying to watch Oscar movies. And can I just say, RIP to Redbox.
That's so sad.
They still exist, but they don't get new movies anymore. Like, they're very clearly out of money. Because, like, there's no... The only recent movie in the Redbox is the Barbie movie. And that was, like, I think their Hail Mary play.
The Redbox that was at the drugstore near where I used to live, it was doing so badly that they actually took it out and replaced it with, like, one of those, like, water jug things.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
They removed them from a lot of locations.
Well, people stole a lot from them, too, so that didn't help.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, because of that, there's so many Oscar movies I can't... You all know I watch every Oscar movie that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many that I'm not going to be able to see this year. So I'm watching, like, kind of, like, everything I can. And, you know, I'm at the point where I'm at the documentaries, and that's, like, the most depressing shit you'll ever watch in your entire life. So, I don't know, it's a bad time.
I don't know. We tried to watch an Oscar movie yesterday, Austin.
Yes. Alex, tell us about your adventures at Austin's condo.
So this week has been nuts. I have literally, I'm still in the process of like moving into my new apartment. And so I have literally nothing in terms of furniture. I ordered the major appliances that I need because this place came with nothing. I had to get a microwave. I've had to order furniture. I had no couch or anything like that before. So I have a couch coming and I have a washer and dryer coming, but not for like 3 more weeks. I have no clean anything. So I need to go over to Austin's house and do laundry, which is very generous of him. I was very grateful. But I spent all day yesterday doing chores around here. It took all day. So I finally got over to Austin's place at like 5 o'clock. And I had, what was it, 3 loads of laundry, Austin?
You had more than 3 loads. You only ended up doing 3 loads.
I only ended up doing 3. I had more because on the one hand, it would have taken too long. And on the other hand, I felt bad because I was using Austin's like resources. But we were like, okay, what can we do while we're waiting and passing the time while my clothes and things wash? So we tried to watch El Conde, which was, we didn't get very far into that, did we?
No, we did not.
What is El Conde? What is this?
I don't know. Austin, what was that movie? Because I couldn't even tell, Jacob.
It was like a real life dictator, like a South American dictator, but in this reinterpretation, he was like a vampire.
It got horrible ratings.
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay.
It was one of those movies that's like, and sorry if this is offending anybody or whatever, but sometimes movies,
Oscar movies are trash.
They're so far up their own ass. They think they're so like, it's so pretentious. It's like, ooh, we're so like, ho, ho, ho. Like, but this one was, I don't even know what it was trying to accomplish. It was so boring. It was like a dry, stale saltine cracker. It was just bad. I was like, I can't, I looked at Austin at one point. I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
We got 5 minutes into it, and then we switched to something else.
That's not like, so it's a South American dictator?
Jacob, we saw 5 minutes. Don't expect us to explain it to you.
It was boring as fuck, sorry. And then, so we switched to, we watched, 6 hours of Legion, Austin?
Yes.
6 hours?
6 hours of Legion?
Yes, because Alex was at my condo until 2 in the morning.
Yep. Doing laundry?
Yes.
Doing laundry.
How much? That's Austin's more than 3 loads.
No,
that's 3 loads.
That was, one load had towels in it, and Austin's dryer kept adding time to the countdown, and it was like hours it took to dry the towels.
You don't do your towels with your normal laundry?
I do. I did it with a couple of, like, I had a load of blankets and sheets, which I had to wash, and then I had a load of regular clothes, and then I had towels and stuff that I threw in. Like, it just took forever. Austin, I do think you need to check your dryer.
Your filter.
Outlet vent thing, because
it's a shitty dryer. It's always been like that. It was the cheap one, so.
Well, I was grateful for being able to go over and do that, and I did not mean to stay until 2 in the morning, but we got 6 episodes of Legion in, so that was fun.
Let me see. I never heard of this show.
It's an X-Men thing.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Kind of.
I wonder, I haven't heard of it.
It was way different than I was expecting it to be. I wasn't expecting it to be, like, a horror show.
Before Deadpool and Wolverine, the movie comes out, Alex was like, let's watch all the X-Men stuff. And I was like, buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be a journey.
Ringmasters. It's our first episode here. I've hit the randomizer. Alex, you're summarizing this week. Austin, you've got Ringmasters, and then I get the Spokey Pokesman. The Pokey Spokesman. What the heck did I say there? The Pokey Spokesman?
I thought that was on purpose.
The Spokey Pokesman.
Ooh, that's the episode title. How do we spell that?
The Spokey Pokesman. Was that really an accident, or was that
Yeah, I don't know. I was flipping my tabs around, and I guess it blurred. I got the blur. The
Spokey Pokesman.
I had El Conte on the mind, so I was like, Spokey.
El Conde.
Can somebody just tell us what that movie's about? Like, if you watch it and you can get through the first 5 minutes, just, like, let me know.
Yeah.
The Ringmasters. What
am I doing? Am I summarizing? I don't even know. I watched these, like, 5 minutes ago, and I don't even remember.
So. I also watched them 5 minutes ago.
Jesus. Okay.
I guess I'll time you. Are you going to timer?
Austin? I'm going to timer. I already got the thing up. All right, Alex, in 3, 2, 1, go.
So we're in an intriguing little village, and the twerps come across a battle between a Feraligatr and a Nidoking and some other Pokemon. And this guy has the Feraligatr, and he's the undefeated sumo wrestling champion of this little place. And they just happen to be there right on the day of the competition. Oh my god. So Ash is like, I need a Pokemon that can compete. So we get Snorlax out, because the prizes are like a year of Pokemon food and a King's Rock. And Ash, the rookie who has no training, and Snorlax has no training, wins the whole goddamn thing. And hooray, what the fucking luck is.
Stop.
Like. So,
hot yeah. time.
All right.
Good save. Good save. I was losing it at the end.
What do we think of this episode, you guys?
Ash is entirely too lucky all the time, and this was complete bullshit, so.
I like the idea of weight divisions in Pokemon battles. I thought that was, like, an interesting thing. That'd be cool if they implemented that. Like, here's the heavyweights.
Yeah, but it was specifically sumo wrestling. It wasn't Pokemon battling.
No. But, I mean, like, just the whole... This episode sparked that idea in my head of, like, you know, here's the heavyweight.
I always feel like that's easier in theory than in practice. Because, like, remember the error battles from X and Y? Those are horrible.
My thought about it is, like, I wish that they kind of would introduce more interesting gimmicks like that. Like, I feel like, as it is, we have... Like, in the games or whatever, we have the gyms and they're all type-based. But it's like, wouldn't it be cool if they had gyms that were like Jacob said? Like, maybe it's all, like, the person uses, like, heavy Pokemon. Or, like, the person only ever uses, like, something with a different quirk. Like, you know, small Pokemon or serpentine-like Pokemon. Or just, I don't know, some kind of other theme other than based on their types.
You're thinking of Lucy. She had serpentine Pokemon.
Wait,
all right,
Lucy.
Austin, I'm going to let you finish. But we are the worst Pokemon podcast people... Because we forgot all about the big announcements this week, and I can't believe we did.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe we didn't talk about that.
Okay, put Johto aside for a second.
You said X and Y, and I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, we didn't even talk about
it. It's so irrelevant.
We are not a Pokemon news podcast. We are a nostalgia cast entirely, but occasionally we'll talk about current events, and let's do so today.
Can we splice this into the beginning?
Nope, like, too late. I'm not doing that.
All right. I can't believe we forgot. How did we just... We missed the big news.
I don't have anything to say.
It was just an announcement. There's not really anything to, like...
Yeah.
Discuss.
It was just a logo reveal. Like...
New Pokemon game, right?
I was just disappointed.
Did you want a Nova?
Yeah, I wanted a, just the throwback. I wanted a, like... We've been really gimmicky. Let's go back to classic Pokemon with Pokemon, like, Z or something. And it would be, like, a...
Well, it's not Z.
Well, it's garbage.
Okay, we're talking about Pokemon Legends ZA, by the way, for people listening in the future.
Y'all, I don't know about you. Nobody had this on their bingo card, but I'm, like, vibrating with excitement. Kalos is one of my fucking favorite areas. X and Y were the best. Like, I'm just so tickled.
Thankfully, we can use our French-speaking skills, and we'll really understand what's going on and the intricacies.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
You have a year to learn it, so might as well.
Jacob, Pokemon Legends Arceus is my favorite Pokemon game of all time.
Okay.
Austin, you've never said this before.
I've come to that conclusion. And oh so my. I don't know what this is going to be exactly, but if it's in that vein...
It is.
Yeah, I hope it's good. I have high hopes.
So this is what they're saying it's going to be. It's only in the city.
Right.
You're only going to be in the city. That's it.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that seems fine. They're implying that it's going to be like a city building mechanic to it. Because like the trailer is the character building the city in a way. So it's kind of like maybe Pokemon Legends and you build the city. This is like the roots. And there's Mega Evolutions are back.
Oh, God. Yes.
Charizard Z, here we come. Yep.
Oh, boy. It's happening.
And like I said, we don't know a lot about it. It's coming 2025, right? So we got a while.
Why did they announce it so early is my thing.
Because they had to. Because this is like stock people watch this thing. So they're like, you know, what are you doing for the company?
I mean, they had no other announcements, so.
No. Oh, they did too. They had one that I was pretty excited about.
Talk about that. The TCG app.
Yeah. The virtual Pokemon card game. And if that seems pretty cool, because that old, not the new one, the live one sucks, but the old one they used to have was actually really fun. So maybe this could be a fun little battle game, and maybe this will stop people scalping too.
Jacob, are you talking about the one where people, it was like cartoon character people and they look like the TV show 16?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I love that.
I did
it was
too.
So weird, but I loved it.
I did too. I used to love, I can't remember what they called it, but it was like the battles, like you'd start at level 1 and it would like you'd have to make your way all the way up defeating people to get to level before the season ended. It was fun to me.
We're not TCG people. We should know the terminology for this stuff.
I know there's theme decks. I know that was the big thing. Like, it was a theme deck
You know what I think? I think that we should forget all that. We should forget, like, Cafe Remix and Masters and whatever else it is. Bring back Magikarp Jump.
Bring back Mystery Dungeon.
That would be so nice. Ooh, no! Bring back Pokemon Ranger.
Bring back Pokemon Rumble. No, I'm kidding.
Bring back Pokemon Conquest. How about
Bring
that?
Bring back Pokemon Coliseum!
Oh, dang!
Bring back Pokemon Snap.
We already did that.
Oh my god, the fact that they would bring back another Snap game and, like, remake that, but they won't, like, touch Coliseum or Gale of Darkness with, like, a 10-foot pole is so sad.
Okay, Jacob, the one you and I liked was Trading Card Game Online, and the current one is called Trading Card Game Live.
That one sucks.
Okay, I've not played that one.
No good. Yeah, that one's not good. But this one seems like it's good for maybe people who don't want to go out and buy all the cards, because you can't buy the cards anyway now.
Yeah.
So... I mean, this may be a good alternative. It's a good alternative. You know, virtual cards is the next thing. Because you can trade, buy packs. Basically, you do everything you can for the, you know, in-hand cards.
I don't know. I'm kind of wary about this whole thing. It's like everything is becoming digitized. And it's like, there's no more physical media. Like, you're going to own nothing. And we can take it away whenever.
True. True.
Like, I hate that. I don't like the way that's trending. Like, I know we're all in agreement. Like, I think we're all in agreement here on this podcast. Like, physical media is king. You have it forever. Like, they can't come to your house and take it away.
I will say this. They will never stop publishing Pokemon cards. That is way too successful.
This seems to me like it'd be good for, like, kids to get into. Because I was reading horrible stories on Black Friday when they had the big Pokemon sale of, like, one guy. This kid was, like, looking forward to it. And this father had his kid. And he was going to go take him and buy some Pokemon cards. They get there, and this guy in front of them, they took a picture of it, bought every single card in the card shop to where the kid didn't get anything.
God, that should be against the rules. We have the right of refusal of service, and we know you're just buying all this to go on eBay, so fuck off.
You can't, and you can't fault, like, the problem here is the guy buying all the cards.
Yes. Because
you can't blame the card shop owner, because that dude's, you know, a sale's a sale for a small business owner.
It's not like it's Walmart or Target or something. They can't afford not to make money.
Yeah, so he's like, if somebody's going to buy out his supply, he's got to do it. You know, and that sucks, but people, like the guy who bought out the cards, sucks way more.
Well, I think the other part of it is, it's the people scalping and buying and reselling, that they're one part of the equation. That's the problem. But it's also the people on the other end who are willing to buy this stuff. Like, just stop buying. Stop supporting the scalpers. Like, just don't do it. Then they'll go away.
Yeah.
It's not lucrative.
We gotta go buy those Pikachu cards from the Van Gogh Museum, you guys. Let's go.
Good God. Just stop supporting it. Just don't go on eBay and spend... I mean, it happens with everything. It happened with the PlayStation 5, the Xbox. It happens with games. It happens with cosmetics. I mean, it happens all over the place. But I'm like, just stop buying it. It'll come back. And if it doesn't, who the fuck cares? Like,
my absolute favorite is the... people putting up Pokemon in the video games or in Pokemon Go for sale on eBay.
Oh my god.
And it's like $20.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's real. Yes. It's so weird.
How does that work?
It's like, I'll trade you a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like a trade. Okay.
If you pay me $20.
That's gotta be a scam. That's super scammy.
I can't believe that's legal. It's not a physical item.
Could you imagine spending real dollars that you work hard to earn? But then again, I guess you can spend your money however you want, but, like...
We do have a Patreon.
That's true. Let's promote that Patreon really quick.
Hey, if you guys want to support us and spend your money however you want...
We will trade you shiny Pokemon if you join our Patreon.
No. See, the difference
for $7,000 a month...
The difference here is we're performing a service. We're performing an entertainment, right? If you want to support us, that would be really cool.
It's a donation to the podcast in the free feed. And if you do donate, there are other recordings that are not available in the main feed that you can listen to.
Nobody's going to take it away from you. It's not digital media. I guess it is, but it's not that kind.
I'll be
it
a
is
hypocrite.
Digital media.
Not that kind.
We really dug ourselves a hole there, didn't we?
Everything else is stupid. Don't spend your money on any other digital shit, but support us, right? Like...
Oh, man. Okay, so Pokemon Legends EA, coming 2025.
If you want us to keep being clowns...
We're still in the red. We still have not paid off the feed fees.
We do this because we love it, right? Right.
Back to Johto.
Back to Ringmasters.
Yes, we are in a Japanese-style village, which makes sense since we're in Japan. And we see a Feraligatr in a dojo. I assume it's a dojo, right?
It's dojo-y.
One of those many Pokemon dojos that Ash is surprised to learn exists. Jacob's searching something.
I'm just looking if there's an actual name for a sumo training facility.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah, teach us.
Nah, there's... nah, just pictures of fat bastard keep coming up.
Yeah, I was so gonna say, everything I know about sumo comes from Austin Powers, so sadly. Yeah. I'm ignorant.
That and Street Fighter 2.
So, we are at a sumo training facility where a Feraligatr is beating all sorts of other Pokemon, including a Heracross, in a sumo wrestling match. And we meet Feraligatr's trainer, whose name is Raiden. Is that Metal Gear Solid? Is that what that is? It's not Street Fighter.
That's Mortal Kombat, my friend.
Yeah, this coincides with Mortal Kombat 4 coming out.
Oh, okay.
No, Mortal Kombat Retribution.
I'm really upset he didn't have, like, an Electabuzz or some electric Pokemon, because Raiden has electrical powers in Mortal Kombat, so...
Oh, sorry. Sadly, this is the Feraligatr episode. Which Pokemon would you rather he have? There's no other electric Pokemon to introduce at this point, other than Flaffy and Ampharos.
Well, that's sad. I guess there are no other options.
Zapdos.
We're getting there. This is the Feraligatr episode, for some reason. Misty is, like, freaking out over Feraligatr, and Raiden, in his stupid hair, tells us all about sumo wrestling, and how in Pokemon sumo wrestling, they don't use moves, they just sumo wrestle. Ash throws out Totodile, and tells Totodile he will evolve into a Feraligatr one day, which is not true. Spoilers.
A pack of lies.
This is your future.
This is not your future, Totodile.
What was even the point of that? I'm sorry. Like, he makes a big deal of, like, calling out Totodile to be like, look.
It was just showing the chain.
Well, where's Croconaw? Excuse me.
Croconaw is nowhere to be found.
Croconaw is so cute. It looks like a little caveman. I don't know. It doesn't fit the theme with Totodile and Feraligatr, but it's super cute.
I think Croconaw is my favorite of the three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do we all agree? Oh, we all agree.
It's so unique. I don't understand, like, I really don't understand the progression, but I appreciate it.
It had a lot of personality.
Croconaw kind of looks like a Paradox Pokemon, actually.
It does. It looks like a past version of, like, what a Croconaw should look like.
We also meet the executive director of the Pokemon Sumo Society, whose name is Shonosuke. Ash is like, I'm going to join this Pokemon Sumo Wrestling thing because I'm Ash and we're here on the day of the annual tournament and I'm going to win it. Is it annual? Did they say that?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, it is? Oh, he just said that he just so happens to be like, now, oh my god, it's happening right now. Like,
they imply that it's every year because they say like more towards the
end. Oh yeah, they do say that. Like, yeah. This year's projected winner.
Yeah. The first time a rookie has, you know, we'll get to there, but yeah.
Annual festival time. Hooray. It's been a while. It's been a minute.
Has it? It feels like it's all the time.
Well, it's been more than two episodes without a festival, so it's time for a festival.
Wow,
so,
okay.
That's 12 years Pokemon time.
Right, you're right. My bad.
There's a weight limit, so Ash has to go on a Pokemon that weighs 80 kilos. And who else but Snorlax?
Yay!
Professor Oak comes up on the phone, and they exchange Noctowl for Snorlax. Because Noctowl is shiny and Oak wants to take a look at it. Meanwhile, of course, Team Rocket are also going to enter. And they're registering as Jesse Yucca and Jamie Susumi? Is that what I have written now?
I didn't write their names down, but
that yes. Seems right.
They're going to enter Wobbuffet, who is in a Miltank costume. And apparently it's like a weighted costume, because Miltank / Wobbuffet is exactly 80 kilograms.
Why Miltank, of all things?
It looks so cute. I want that as a card. I want the Miltank Wobbuffet card.
Miltank eating a Wobbuffet? I think there's probably some porn of that.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I guarantee you... Okay.
Don't Whitney. Google anything with Miltank. Oh, don't my God, do it. That's not
good. Milk don't everywhere. Okay.
Oh, God. All right.
Snorlax goes on the scale, and he breaks the scale. And Nurse Joy is just like, oh, okay, well, I guess Snorlax gets to enter then. I guess everyone else in line does not get to enter after Snorlax. I don't know.
That's the cutoff.
Now it's time for the sumo wrestling tournament, and the prize is a King's Rock and a year's supply of Pokemon food. And that really gets Snorlax's attention. He's going to win this thing, goddammit.
So we all know what the king... Sorry, I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's an evolutionary item, but we all know where it's going to go, right?
I mean, the Sunstone he got from the Bug Catching Tournament went to a random sun kern that fell from the sky.
Oh, that's true. Is this the King's Rock that goes to where I'm thinking it goes?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I won't say anything. We'll get there.
Jacob, do you have any theories?
I don't know. Who's a king?
Ironically, you would never guess it if you didn't know.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking it would go to like a Slowbro or something.
That would be a possibility, but not in this case.
Oh, at least I thought the right thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Slowpoke evolves into Slowking with a King's Rock, but so does someone else. We'll get there in about 2 years.
Are they the only two that evolve with that?
I don't know. Let's find out. King's Rock.
Hmm. As of this point, if there have been others later, I don't know, but at this point, are they the only two?
I think they're the only two.
Yeah, stick with us. In 2 years, we'll cover this.
There's one for sale on eBay.
We're selling King's Rocks on eBay, so look out for that.
Earmark this episode in 2 years.
It's a really important episode, you guys.
Right.
Okay, so some sumo wrestling happens. Was anyone thrilled by the ins and outs of the exciting sumo wrestling tournament?
This was the most beyond thrilling thing I've ever witnessed.
The most thrilling thing that happens is Wobbuffet as a Miltank using counter on Ursa Ring. And the judge is like, Miltank wins! And I'm like, that's some bullshit. The judge did not notice it used counter. At which point, Shonosuke comes in and he's like, obviously the judge did not notice this, but that Miltank used counter.
How did he not notice it?
And so did the twerps. The twerps noticed it too.
That's a bad judge.
Bad, bad judge. He's going to get my LVP. No one take him.
Oh, wait. Can we talk about the guy who was singing?
Yes. Would that not be the same guy?
Is he the judge?
Yeah, oh, okay. Same guy.
Well, he's really tone deaf and also a bad judge, so.
Well, Alex, give us a rendition of a Pokemon sumo.
What is it? Okay, I'm assuming this is traditional, like, sumo introduction ceremony thing or whatever. I don't know anything about, like, sumo customs.
Jacob, of the three of us, you probably know the most about sumo wrestling, but it sounds like you just know Austin Powers.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I know that they, like, I thought they were gonna be wearing diapers this episode.
That'd be cute.
Oh my god. For alligator in a diaper. Wasn't he, like, from the west? For alligator, from the east, challenger, whatever the fuck. Like, I can't sing, and I'm not going to do the listeners a disservice of having them listen to that. So
too late, you already did.
I toned it down.
To the oh my god, stop.
No, what were you doing? It was so good, and then you stopped.
No, I was about to like crack.
It's from,
I couldn't do that.
From
the east. For alligator. From
good.
The west. Miltank.
Austin, that was like so good.
No,
it's
it was
a little
not.
Deeper, a little deeper, but it works.
Yeah, I couldn't do the higher pitch. Yeah. That's why I tried
he
the
has
first
a
time.
Very like a noise.
It was very melodic, and I appreciated it. Jacob, where's your try? You can't
yeah,
get out
yeah,
of this
Jacob.
Without it.
There you go. That's it. However, Austin wants to edit that in. Work.
Oh, I guess we had a little bit of an audio glitch, huh? Okay. Oh,
darn, the Wi-Fi cut out right at that moment.
Don't worry. In post-production, Austin will just add your voice with, like, some AI or something.
Yeah, Austin's totally going to do that. Yeah. So, Team Rocket reel themselves, and Wobbuffet jumps out of the Miltank costume, and they get blasted off by Feraligatr. So we can all move on. And we move on to Snorlax versus Poliwrath. Poliwrath goes in to push Snorlax, and then Snorlax's guts push it back out. And it
was
flying.
That was so cute. His belly. Oh, I love Snorlax, you guys.
Yeah, Snorlax doesn't have to try at all because he sweeps this tournament without any effort whatsoever. It's awesome.
He's built for this. This is
yeah,
like
he is.
His. This is it. You know, if there was ever something he was made for,
it was sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling.
Are we surprised Ash didn't give Snorlax away to the sumo wrestling guy?
I'm surprised he wasn't like, kid, you gotta trade me your Snorlax. Or he wasn't mobbed at the end. Ash went, like, all Snorlax does is sleep. He doesn't even train. And somehow he sweeps the competition against a grown man who's trained his whole life.
It's a level 100 Snorlax.
I don't know. I just think that there's a limit to the believability of some things. And as much as I love Snorlax and I want to give it, like, all the benefit of the doubt because it's perfect and wonderful, I'm like,
Well, you got to remember that Oak has been experimenting on these Pokemon as long as they've been at the ranch. So there ain't no telling what kind of, like, steroids or hormones and stuff's been injected into these Pokemon. Because they're always bigger when he gets them from Oak.
I mean, Snorlax was always a beast. Remember when it ate, like, several islands worth of grapefruits?
This is true.
Yeah. And it swam, too. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It swam 100 miles in an hour. It's incredible.
He can do stuff when he feels like it, but he doesn't feel like it today. So eventually, there's some shit about, like, Feraligatr versus Golem and Feraligatr versus Blastoise.
Gollum.
Oh, Gollum, right.
Gollum. Gollum.
And down in the finals, it comes down to Snorlax versus Feraligatr. And for once, Snorlax actually has to, like, move his ass and move around. And guess what? It turns out Snorlax is actually super speedy. So it's able to dodge Feraligatr's advances. And in the end, Snorlax is able to defeat Feraligatr with his sumo wrestling prowess.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Nurse Joy's like, and here's all the Pokemon food for everyone to eat. And Snorlax has been very patiently waiting this entire episode. And he finally gets to go up and eat the year's worth of supply in 1 minute. To Nurse Joy's horror. Unbridled horror.
Everybody's horror.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he ate Nurse Joy too, didn't he? She got caught.
We never saw her again. You see her legs sticking out. It's like Cell eating Android 17 and 18.
Oh my god. That was with the tail, wasn't it? No, that was weird.
Oh, ew, gross.
Well, Misty is thrilled about this because she's like, well, at least we don't have to cart around a year's worth of food for the whole year. So
good point.
Not that they couldn't have, like, I don't know, just given the food back to Professor Oak. Because it wasn't like Ash was going to keep Snorlax around. Like, I don't know.
In fact, Ash even says, Snorlax, I wish we could keep you, but you have eat too much food and we can't afford that. So you have to go back home. Meaning Oak has to foot the bill of his Snorlax.
Yeah. Right. Meals. That's real.
But we decided Oak is like a billionaire, so it's fine.
So it works out.
Yeah, maybe he gets like a government subsidy or something.
There was one thing I forgot to mention, though, and that's Raiden and his stupid hair. He said that Ash reminded me of him because when he was a child, he was also doing the Pokemon Gym Johto badges, and he's going to go into the Johto League. But he ended up here in this town, and he got so distracted by the sumo wrestling that he devoted his entire life to living here in sumo wrestling and never made anything for himself because then Ash came in and swept him in the tournament.
I feel like there's a lesson or something here, but I'm not quite sure what it is.
The lesson is Raiden is a loser and Ash is the best. Ash didn't have to, like, devote his whole life to it. He could do it in an afternoon.
So Raiden wasn't the champ?
He made it to the finals.
But I didn't know, like, if he was, like, the town's previous champ or if he was the big dog on top.
He's been undefeated for, like, this entire time.
Oh, okay. So this was a blip.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I guess the lesson here, the takeaway is, hey, kids, sometimes it doesn't matter, actually, how much you work at something. Forget everything that we, you know, this bullshit we spoon feed you about, you know, perseverance and shit, because really some other kid with a raw talent is just going to come along and fuck you up and there's nothing you can do about it.
You guys ready to break down with the most valuable player, least valuable player in the quote?
I'm eager, yes.
Eager. You're an eager beaver. All right, Alex, you're first, followed by me, then Austin. I only got one quote, Alex, so if you take it, then I'm going to need help.
Oh, I got several. Dang. I got several.
Okay.
Got some backup quotes. Okay, so let's see. There were some good quotes, and I don't know what to pick. Okay, I'm just going to... The very first thing, I thought this was kind of funny. The narrator says, like, this is the first second of the whole episode. He says, as they continue their trek to the Johto Gym in Olivine City, our heroes find themselves passing through an intriguing little village. And Misty's like, ooh, what's this? And Brock says, it's an intriguing little village, Misty.
God bless you, four kids.
Oh,
that was my quote, but I love that.
That was the best part of the entire episode.
It was.
That was not your quote, Jacob. What? No.
It was. I love that part. No. That made me.
That was so funny.
I had a pause. It was just so stupid. I love little stupid stuff like that.
I went back and watched it a couple times.
Yeah, I just love stupid stuff like that.
The campy corniness of it. It's great.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I swear I wasn't planning that. I'm so sorry that was your quote.
I got a backup. I found one.
My MVP obviously is going to be Snorlax because it's my favorite. And I forgot to mention, I went through my box of stuff. Like, I have the mug that Jacob and Leslie got for Christmas, which has the Snorlax on it and our title of our podcast. But I found the mug. I think, Austin, you got it for me. It was that oversized Snorlax mug that said Snorlax is my favorite Pokemon. Do you remember that?
I don't remember shit.
Okay. He's my favorite. Gonna have to give him MVP just for existing and being a Snorlax.
And for having two Snorlax mugs.
Yeah, and now I have two Snorlax mugs, and my collection just needs to keep growing. Just, if you find a Snorlax mug, let me know.
I know what I'm getting you next Christmas.
Good.
Alex, what are your opinions on Munchlax?
It's cute. It's not the worst baby Pokemon. Actually, I like it. It's okay. I'm kind of neutral. Snorlax is really my favorite. I kind of almost forget about Munchlax sometimes. Is that bad? I'm sorry. I'm a bad Snorlax fan.
At least it's not like Dunsparce, where you were like, it was an okay episode. Actually, no, it was a good episode. Actually, it was a great episode, you guys.
Y'all, how can you say that? We came to the conclusion collectively, I thought, that Dunsparce was great.
You came to that conclusion.
Dunsparce.
No, Dunsparce is great.
Dunsparce. That's what we figured out. The names of it was cool, but the creature itself leaves a lot to question.
We all know that the anime has a certain charm, and sometimes it makes us end up liking a Pokemon we never would have considered before. That was one of those episodes.
Did this episode make us all like Feraligatr a lot?
Feraligatr really did nothing, so I felt bad for it.
What made him cooler to me was when, I don't know if it was a movie or special episode that we saw where he's like crawling in the sewer. That to me was cooler.
That was the Peachy Brothers joint.
Yeah, when he's like crawling in the sewer on the walls, that was cooler than this.
Oh, the Feraligatr that saved their lives?
Yeah, that was a cooler rendition of him.
I mean, it's cool. I think this is kind of sad that this is the episode where we get to see it, because I don't know if we'll see it again for a while. But that being said, my LVP is going to be Ash, because he yelled at Snorlax during that one time where Snorlax got excited when he saw the food, and he just wanted a quick snack, and Ash was like, Snorlax! He was like yelling at him, like angrily. He's like, Snorlax, you get the fuck away from that food right now! And then he like recalled him into the Pokeball, and I was like, Ash, you're so mean.
I'm on Ash's side on that. When a dog is going to do something they shouldn't do, you got to lay down the law.
Yeah, I thought that was smart, because he would have ate the whole prize was right there. He would have ate it all.
I don't know. I felt bad. Snorlax is a precious angel, and I just can't stand anybody being mean to him.
See, Alex doesn't believe in discipline. Just let it do what it wants.
Are you going to stop it? Are you going to stop the...
Do I have a magical beam that will recall it into my Pokeball? Then yes.
Do I have a leash? I don't know. Yes.
Snorlax can do little pirouettes and dodge that shit, so...
Well, he didn't, thankfully.
I don't know. My one exception is for Snorlax. Just give him whatever he wants.
Snorlax and Onix.
Oh, yeah. And Onix, too.
And Dunsparce.
So, not so much. Anyway, that's it. That's it?
That's okay.
my picks.
All right. I'm going to start with my quote here. This comes from an exchange between Jesse and Meowth. They're talking about cheating in the games. And Jesse goes, don't you understand what it means to have pride and self-respect and a sense of self-worth for yourself? And Meowth goes, I used to before I met you.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, man. Dang. Who am I going to give my MVP to? I'm going to give my MVP to the judge, because I like the way he sang. That was very entertaining to me. And instead of paying attention to the episode, I kept trying to be like, what is he saying? I'm going to give my LVP to all the people who came after Snorlax to weigh in. That might be how he won. He might have broke it, and then they were like, well, I guess we're going to have 12 entries this year instead of 36, so...
That's not Snorlax's fault. That's the fault of the tournament organizers.
Yeah, you got to have a backup scale.
You know, speaking of that, it's kind of BS, don't you think, that they had one, like, weight limit category? Like, it's like, oh, you have to be at least 80 kilograms, that's it. But you could literally have a Pokemon that's... I don't even know how much a Snorlax weighs.
That's like 160 pounds.
What if someone threw in a Wailord?
But apparently there's no division, right? I mean, you can have something that's like a Miltank, 80 kilos, and then you could have something like a Golem, which they made a huge deal that Golem, whatever the hell, I still don't know, is so much heavier than Feraligatr. So they should have divided it up, I think, a little better.
And it's not even that much. It's 176 pounds for Golem? Our American listeners.
Don't forget, Onix weighs like 30 pounds or something ridiculous. So
hold on, I want to see how much...
These weights are just nonsense.
80 kilos is 176 pounds, is what I'm saying.
Okay, Golem weighs 661 pounds.
Oh my god.
And a Feraligatr weight is 196.
Oh my god, I weigh more than a Feraligatr.
And Snorlax, let's see. Snorlax weighs 1,014 pounds.
Oh my god.
You have anywhere from 176 pounds at the very least amount that they can be, all the way up to 1,000 pounds. That's wild. That's bonkers. They should have divisions in those categories.
My LVP will be the people who are in charge of the tournament for not having a tiered bracketed system, which means the LVP is actually going to be Shonosuke, that old man who was in charge.
He should have said something.
Oh, I take it back. My LVP is the judge for not noticing that Wobbuffet used counter. That's my real LVP.
He was too busy singing.
Even though his singing was so cool, he was a bad judge.
Was his singing so cool? I don't know.
It was cool in theory. My MVP is going to be Boba Fett for being so cute in that Miltank costume.
Oh, yeah.
And my quote will be about that Miltank costume when Meowth says, "Try not to have a cow, Jesse."
Ay.
Ay.
The Simpsons. Ay.
Ay. All right, Ringmasters. That was a good episode. If you like sumo wrestling.
Oh, what was the pun? I don't understand Ringmasters. What does that mean?
I think if you win the Sumo World Championship, you're called a Ringmaster.
Is that true?
I don't know. I mean
I just thought it was like a Ringmaster is like Masters of the Ring.
What's a Sumo Master called? Oh, a Shisho.
Oh, Shisho.
Shisho, Shishels by the Seisho.
That's just a general term for teacher, isn't it?
No, it's like a master. Yeah,
that's
probably.
A Shihan.
No. What? No. Sensei.
I'm pretty sure Shisho is like a teacher for like martial arts or something, because I remember that because I watched Fruits Basket and they called him Shisho.
How do you spell Shisho?
I don't know.
Shisho.
It's an herb in the mint family native to China and India.
Oh my gosh. Yep, there we go. That's what it is.
Shisho in Japanese, a term usually refers to someone who is a teacher / master of some traditional performance or skill, such as kabuki dance, tea ceremony, etc.
Oh.
You know, we sound like someone who's a fake interpreter. Somebody asks us what something
meant. We are trying our best, and we just can't do it because we don't know. We can't do it. We haven't done the research.
That reminds me of the episode, this next one called The Pokey Spokesman.
All right, Alex, you ready to summarize?
Oh, God, let me scroll down to my notes.
I can't even speak English. Ugh.
This one is a wild ride of an episode.
I'll try and do it justice, but I don't know. I can't guarantee that.
All right, cool. All right, I think I'm ready.
All right, Alex, get ready. In 3, 2, 1, go.
So, Pika Pika, Pika Pika Pika, Pika Pika, Pika, Pika Pika Pika, Pika, Pika Pika, Pika, Pika Pika Pika, Pikachu, Pika Pika Pika, 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 oh my god, Pika Pika Pikachu, Pikachu, Pika, Pika, Pikachu, 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 Pika Pika Pikachu, Chu Chu Chu, Pika, Pika Pika Pika, Pika, Chu.
Time. That was the longest 30 seconds.
No, I was about to say the 30 second summary challenge never seems like long enough, but that shit took forever.
I was about to say, is this like 45? Like, what's going on?
That was 30 seconds, I swear. You
should let her keep going, Austin. Like a minute into.
No, she was done. She was out.
I couldn't think of any other ways to enunciate the words Pika, Chew, or like swap them around. So I was like, this is not working.
Dude, 10 seconds in, I was like, okay. And you kept going, so that was good.
You try to say that in a bunch of different ways. You know what? I'm already going to give my MVP to Ikue Otani because she's the MVP.
Knows what she's doing.
Right? I could not do it half as well as her.
Who? Who's? Your audio cut out there. Who'd you say?
The voice actress for Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's the real MVP.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it. There's some kind of magic there, but this is why I'm not a professional voice actor. There's a reason.
All right. Well, today we are walking along, but Pikachu is tired.
Is it my turn to summarize? What are we doing
here? God damn
here?
It.
What are we doing here?
I thought you already summarized.
No, you got
to guess. No shit, I heard it.
Yeah,
you can. Y'all didn't correct me when I said I'm going to justify it.
All right.
Okay, you go, Jacob. I don't know why
Austin
doing
just
that.
Was trying to do both episodes today.
I have a lot to say today.
Okay.
Okay, so today we're walking along.
Just right. Pack it in, Jacob. It's Austin's time. He's going to do this for you. You could just take a vacation.
That's not the first time I've done that.
Feel free to jump in anytime. But okay, so like Austin mentioned, this is an episode. We start out walking along. Our Pikachu needs some help. It's looking a little limp there walking along. And it turns out that there's this old man who knows exactly what the problem is, and he comes out and says the 5G that they just put in has absorbed Pikachu's electricity.
That makes as much sense as as what he actually says.
Because he says minerals, and I was like we drink?
What did he say? There was electrical zapping minerals in the ground.
Yeah, you know, electric zapping minerals, they're everywhere.
He poisoned Pikachu somewhere along the way and is just trying to use this as a front.
Brock was like very incredulous at this point. He's like, what the hell? What minerals? I know all about minerals and I've never heard of such a mineral.
We've crossed every single possible terrain, have never come across this issue. But some reason here in, I don't know what you call this place,
Suck Valley.
So we go back to this guy's shack. His name's Simon, by the way. And his plan is to plug Pikachu into this bike. and, I don't know, have Ash ride it to recharge him.
My favorite part of this was how Ash forgot all about episode 2, where we've done this before, where we've ridden the bicycle to charge the Pikachu.
That's why Team Rocket's following him.
And also, didn't he, like, do the Pikachu charging shit with Flint once upon a time?
Y'all, Ash doesn't remember that time he beat the sumo wrestling tournament. I don't know what you're talking about, that he can't remember this shit.
Because he's like, how do we charge up the Pikachu with the bicycle? Like, what? How does that work? I'm like, you've done this at least 2 times before.
This whole episode's just a forgetful, I don't know what you'd call it. Like, they forget about how to charge Pikachu. We've also seen people speak to Pokemon before. Like, we have seen many times when Ash turns to Pikachu and Pikachu goes, Pikachu. And Ash goes, he's hungry. You know, I mean, we've been through here before. We've been through this before.
Pikachu understands every word they're saying. Like,
yeah, this Pikachu is not new.
Pikachu makes puns. Like,
yeah.
Well, we're still in the early days when Pikachu is, like, actually smart and witty.
I don't know. This episode makes no sense as far as, like, continuity-wise about how we understand Pokemon, how Pokemon charge. Anyway, this guy, you know, he normally charges people, and he's laying out all his fees, but then he's actually kind of an honest guy here, because he's like, I won't charge you because I didn't tell you that I normally charge people. So, you know, maybe he's not as much as a scam artist or fraud.
I think he's just bad at being a scam artist is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be that too.
I just think he's a deluded old man who really clung on to, like, one experience that he had in his life, which we'll get to that, but I think he really believes it himself.
Did we mention that he tries to talk to Pikachu?
Yeah, not yet. I mean, but he does. He goes, like, Pika Pika. You know, he does, like, what Alex did the summary with, and that's exactly how he talks to Pikachu. There's really a lot of questions to how, if he's real or not. Even Jenny shows up at the shack and says, hey, we're looking for a fraud in the area who claims to be talking to Pokemon.
Didn't she say that, like, the scam artist was defrauding trainers out of money, like, to interpret their Pokemon?
Which is exactly what Simon is doing.
Yeah.
Well, he says something crazy like, oh, here's my rest stop and here's my bicycle to, like, charge your Pikachu up. And also, I just came upon you and started talking to your Pokemon without even asking you first. And he's like, so I'll need, like, $50. And they're like, excuse me, what? You're charging money for this? And he's like, well, normally I would, but this one time I'll make an exception because I didn't actually tell you that up front.
See, he's running a racket, but he's not any good at it.
Yeah, he's sketch. He's sketch.
And Jenny's going to throw him in jail.
Yeah. Lives in a shack down by the river, lying to people, giving him advice. And Team Rocket's also here. They're in disguise, and he was selling them tea, so I guess he has another moneymaker model. They're not really relevant this episode, not until the very end. They attack him here at the shack, right? Because they realize that Pikachu's weak, and they, like, hide away, and then they burst out from underneath the bench that they're sitting on.
They're posing as old people because they're broke, and they wanted to get the senior discount on the tea. And then they're like, but we can take this opportunity to catch Pikachu while he's sick and injured. But then they get blasted off, I think, pretty easily.
Yeah, they get blasted off.
Yeah, do they get blasted off here? I kind of forget.
I believe they do. Something happens where they just go away and they don't really come back.
Oh, I remember. So sorry. They don't get blasted off. They get interrupted. Jenny shows up and she's like, hey, you scammers. And she thinks that they're Butch and Cassidy. And then they run away.
Yeah, that's right. She has that picture of Butch and Cassidy. And she's like looking back and forth at them. And she's like, I can't. Are these the people? Are these not the people? And she doesn't really get to decide because they run off. You know, maybe we'll see Butch and Cassidy soon. Obviously, they're in the area.
We might see them soon.
I thought they were going to show up this episode. Spoiler alert, they don't, but we see their picture.
They'll show up soonish.
Ooh.
Jenny shows up there and Jenny shuts down Simon's operation. And we're going to get Pikachu to some real medicine, not this pseudo homeopathic medicine that Simon's dealing out here. And they take him to the Pokemon Center. You know, Ash or Pikachu's kind of like in recovery. They put him in actual recovery. And they're kind of doing the same thing Simon was, but just more in a, like a medical. It looks more legit. Like nobody's riding a bike. Even though I think, didn't they do that at a Pokemon Center where they rode the bike to charge the
episode 2?
That's right.
It was Misty's bike, and it was like kind of like a last minute thing.
Okay, so it was like last ditch effort. Okay.
Yep.
But this is a legit one. They hook Pikachu up, and he's getting charged. And good guy Simon comes in to actually check on Pikachu after he avoids being arrested. Yes, Austin.
You forgot the part where he was kidnapped by the mob.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
The Sopranos came in and...
Yeah, speaking of Soprano, Tony Soprano came in and kidnapped Simon.
Yes, and these dudes wear sunglasses no matter what time of day it is, or if they're inside. And they kind of grab Simon and they threaten to, you know, take him down or kill him unless they comply with their plan to fraud everybody into thinking that they actually can communicate with Pokemon. These are the actual fraudsters, which I don't get what's going on with. I don't get this part.
You know what this reminded me of? This reminded me of, like, this is my opinion. Maybe I'm treading on ice here, but...
Where is this going?
You know, like, psychics or people who claim to be psychics?
Yes, they are. Yes.
They explain to Simon, they're like, we are also running a Pokemon interpreting scam. And he's like, the mob boss is like, you're doing such a good job. I can't believe you're getting people to, like, believe that you can do this or whatever. But he's like, we make it believable because we just tell the trainers what they want to hear. Like, basic stuff like, oh, I'm a Pidgey and I like to fly around and I'm a Pokemon. I like to eat Pokemon food or I love you so much. And it kind of reminded me of, like, people who claim to be in the business of, like, being a psychic. And they just kind of tell you generic blanket things that can apply to anybody.
I learned at a very early age when I was watching, like, Ghost Talk on Discovery Channel. And it was like, they bring this medium, right? That's the name of them, that talk to the dead. She's like walking around the house and she's shining a light. And then the light goes out and she goes, oh, Lawrence is here. He says he misses you.
I still want to go to a psychic with a fake identity and a fake backstory. I just want to do it.
You know, for like a complete, like, fun thing to do, like with no expectation that it's real in any sense. Like, I think that'd be fun to do. Do whatever makes you happy. But I think people just like to hear what they want to hear. So...
I'm glad the mob of the Pokemon world is, like, running fortune-telling scams and not, like, cutting people's heads off.
They might be.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, these guys look pretty cutthroat when it comes down to it.
It kind of sounded like they were about to cut Simon's head off, but then somehow he, like, gets away from them with no consequences, so...
I think he agrees just to get out of it. He's like, yeah, I'll join you. Not really, though. He had his fingers crossed when he said he would.
Right.
But anyway, that happens. Simon gets out of that situation somehow. Then he comes to the Pokemon Center, like I was saying, and comes to check on Pikachu. And then we learn all about Simon's past, about how it kind of looks like the Wizard of Oz a little bit.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
Simon's backstory about why he thinks he can talk to Pokemon is trauma related, go figure. Turns out that when he was a little boy, an F4 tornado was coming through. I don't know if this is this area or wherever he was at the time, but, you know, was coming through, and he's sitting there, and he's about to just basically get engulfed by it, but his father runs by, grabs him, throws him down, like, these stairs, and then he hits his head on the hard concrete basement floor, and the father goes, I'll be back, and then father gone, you know, and the next thing we know, Simon's sitting there crying, and then three Pokemon come out, and it's an Oddish, who else is there?
Pidgey.
Rattata.
Pidgey and a Rattata, that's right. And they start speaking English to him, you know, like, what's your name? He's like, I'm Simon.
Hey, little boy.
Hey, little boy, want some
it
candy?
It was so funny hearing them talk in their, like, Pokemon-y voices.
Yeah.
I know. My God.
I don't like when Pokemon speak English. I don't like it. It's weird to me.
So how do you feel about Meowth then?
I don't like it, but I understand it and the need for it.
Well, Meowth talks like a Brooklyner, not like a cat.
Yeah. And it sounds like an actual person, too. This sounds exactly what a kid would want Pokemon to say and how to say it, if that makes sense.
I mean, you're obviously right in the fact that this is, clearly he was mildly concussed. This is a trauma response to the fact that he just saw his father, like, die before his eyes.
Yeah, and to paint the picture of that, it's like in the movie Man of Steel when Kevin Costner stops Superman from saving him. It's exactly like that. Like, he
walks into the tornado.
He just sort of walks into it. He's like, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of being a farmer. I threw my kid down there. I'm walking into it.
You know, he gives him the look. He gives him that, no, you can't.
And you know, he doesn't care about Simon because he's like, I'm gonna go check on the neighbors. There's no neighbors. It's one house. The neighbors are 20 miles away. There's no way to check on them.
So dad, he died. He died.
He 100% died. Or maybe he just used the tornado as an excuse. He's like, I'm going to go check on the neighbors. And then, like, you know, instead of like, hey, I'm going out for cigarettes, he just never came back.
He's checking on the neighbors 100 miles away if the tornado threw him that direction.
Yeah. His real family was the neighbors. Simon was the second kid.
in the morning, like, random people find him. They're like, here he is, we found it. So clearly dad has died, and they didn't know where the child was.
They just found him in the storm cellar, at, you know, after several hours of him hallucinating.
Yeah, and he's, like, talking to three rocks in the basement. It's a cruel episode, because Simon's not, his ability's not real, and it's revealed that it's not real, but he thinks it is, and it's a poor man who got so traumatized as a kid that he's been living a lie for 75 years.
I thought for sure he would have realized it by now, because doesn't he say something to the effect of, like, when the rescuers came, he's like, I looked back to see the three Pokemon to, like, bring them with me or whatever. But he's like, they weren't there. And honestly, I'm not sure if they ever were there, but I still wanted to try to talk to the Pokemon.
Because he's a delusional, he knows he's a scam guy.
Okay. He wants so badly to, I don't know, I kind of felt bad for him. It's like, clearly he suffered a terrible trauma. He wanted it really badly to believe that he had this ability, but he's going about it the wrong way.
What is that psychological phenomenon where you believe you're, like, special in some way? You don't know about.
Oh, there was a movie about it. Dwight from The Office actually played in it. God, superhero syndrome?
Is that what it is?
Rainn Wilson? Are you talking about Rainn Wilson?
Yeah, he was in a movie called Super where he, like, quits his day job to become a vigilante. And he, in his mind.
Oh, I remember that.
In his mind, he has powers, but he's really just killing people.
Oh, shit, I don't remember that.
Yeah, what? Like, the one guy's robbing a store, and he pictures, like, tentacles growing from around him and, like, eating the guy, but in reality, he just took his wrench and bashed his head in. So,
jeez.
Yeah. So that's what actually happened after we left Simon at the end of this episode.
That's right.
He bashed a guy's head in, right, right.
Yeah, superhero syndrome.
Isn't that just being, like, a narcissist or something?
Yeah, it's, like, taking over in group projects is what they're saying superhero syndrome is.
No.
I think he just has delusions of, like, grandeur, or, like, he's just very narcissistic.
I'm special. I have this thing that no one else does, except I know I don't. Except also everyone has this power because everyone can talk to Pokemon. Oh, they all understand.
I think the most common one of those is that I'm special and I have this ability that no one else has is when people brag about not sleeping enough. You're lying to yourself. I only need 3 hours of sleep and I run like a machine, baby. No.
You're really fucking annoying because you don't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
Go fucking sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And don't talk to me anymore.
That's right. But speaking of talking, we get through with that trauma-related therapy session with a 10-year-old kid. And we hear some rumbling outside. And turns out the mob decided to attack the Pokemon Center. And they throw out Magnemite and Magneton. And they're about to go to town. But luckily, you know, things are looking bad. None of the Pokemon there can fight. Like, Brock, Ash, and Misty, they don't have any more Pokemon to fight off the mob.
Nope.
But luckily, Simon's there to save the day, and he steps up, and he's about to get struck by lightning. But he's like, I can talk to them. Trust me, I can talk to them. And I think he just, like, talks so much that the Magnemite and Magneton just, like, fall asleep. Like, they get bored.
They pass out.
They just pass out from boredom. Then, you know, Simon's like, save the day.
The mobster said he had starved the Magnemite and Magneton, so I think they passed out from exhaustion.
That's true. Yeah, I've been starving them all day. They're hungry. But Simon thinks that he's holier than thou, and he saved the day.
He gives a very heart-wrenching speech to them about how he's like, I deserve to be punished. Punish me, Magnemite, not the innocent Pokemon of the Pokemon Center. I was like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
Martyr.
You know, he's playing the martyr. That's where he lost me. I'm like, okay, he was a sad old man who, like, lost his father in a terrible way and then made up some sort of, like, you know, story to soothe his trauma, you know, his traumatized consciousness. But then he's like, take me instead, Magnemite. I'm the bad person here, but spare the innocent Pokemon that may not survive through the night if you do this.
But it works, or either the fact that they were starved.
I think they just couldn't take it. I thought they were just, like you said, they were like, this is too much.
Yeah, it was a very weird part. And then Pikachu comes out and he's completely healed, thanks to modern medicine. And he just he electrocutes. He gives them electrolytes because they're exhausted.
He passes out some Gatorade.
He gives them Gatorade and liquid IV. And everyone's good to go. He comes out and shocks the life back into these Magnemite and Magneton. And they are somehow able to orbit again. Do they attack the mobsters away?
Yes, they turn tail. They turn on them and attack them.
Yeah, don't abuse your dog; it'll kill you.
Yep, that's actually a good point. They
starve or your floating magnets with eyes.
Yep,
they'll shock you.
Yep, your three-balled magnet. You gotta feed that thing. That basically, you know, it doesn't wrap. It ends the episode. There's one more part, but that kind of concludes the major part of it, where Simon is like, "I don't know if I could do this or not, but it seems like I can." And then the twerps are kind of like, "Yeah, it looks like you can, but you know, there's no proof." And lolly golly, it ends there. And then Simon's like, "I'm gonna go off and venture off."
Lolly golly.
Lolly golly. He says, "I'm gonna go venture off and test my skills or search for the meaning of life again. Maybe I'll see another tornado." Then Simon's walking along a rocky path by himself, and he sees Meowth sitting there, and he doesn't know that, you know, this is Team Rocket's Meowth. And he goes, "Hey," and Meowth starts talking to him, and he's like, "Oh my god, I'm special." And that's the episode right there. It ends. So it ends with Team Rocket gaslighting Simon into thinking he can actually speak to Pokemon. So we don't tell him what's going to happen to him anymore. So, but that's it. That's all we get.
What was the point? Like, I know they had a discussion at the end. They're like, you know, we should be the good guys. Like, Meowth, what do you make of all this? Like, him actually talking. Which, unfortunately for us, like, one other thing to mention here is that Meowth never was able to get close enough to Simon to actually hear.
I know. I was so... They didn't want to answer it.
Yeah, it was... They left it ambiguous to the fact of, like, can Simon actually truly have any kind of ability to talk to Pokemon? And I was, like, so frustrated throughout the entire episode that Meowth could not get close enough or interact with Simon to know for sure. But he was like, "I'm going to do something nice for Simon and feed into his delusion." I don't know. Did they think they were being, like, helpful to him? Like, if... Because Meowth obviously can speak, so Simon's thinking this is his power.
Wouldn't Meowth be able to tell, though?
But that was the whole thing, is they showed Meowth was too far away to hear if what they were saying.
I know, but he speaks both languages, so wouldn't he just talk in Pokemon and see if Simon understood it, and then he could talk back to Meowth in Pokemon? Like, if they both claim to speak both languages, they should be able to communicate in both languages.
That's a good point. I don't know, Jacob.
Yeah, because he approached Meowth saying, "Meow, meow, meow." So Meowth would know if he was actually communicating or if he was just saying, "Meow, meow, meow."
Well, he slipped up because he started speaking human. He should have just, like you said, kept it meow, 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 but he didn't. So now he has no way of knowing if he's really understanding
this,
it
this
or not.
This ending just sweeps the rug here, because does he hear the English?
In his tornado dream, he heard it in English.
Well, that's the ambiguity.
Yeah, the language would be Pokemon that he hears. He wouldn't hear it.
When he hears Meowth speak in English, he's like, "Oh, I can understand you," not realizing he's speaking in English. So clearly he can't understand what they're saying. He cannot get it.
Oh, so it is an ambiguous then. He cannot understand.
But you would, that's how you would understand it though. Like, if somebody speaks in a foreign language to me, my head would translate it to English.
Oh, you mean like in your brain?
In your brain, that's how I would process it, because I know that better.
Right, and then you would think in English and translate it to a different language when you spoke it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how that would work. Huh.
Yeah, this clear. I think it's pretty unambiguous. This guy was, he was not speaking to Pikachu in Pikachu's language. He was saying Pika, 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 and Pikachu probably heard Pika, Pika, Pika. Whereas if he had said, "And how are you feeling, Pikachu?" Pikachu would have understood, "How are you feeling, Pikachu?"
Yeah, because Pikachu understands both.
Yeah, because at one point, they have an entire conversation with Pikachu. Like, Ash and Misty are like, "Oh, Pikachu, are you feeling better?" And Pikachu comes out, and he's like, "Pika!" And he starts talking to Simon, and Misty says, "Oh, are you trying to thank Simon for his help?" And Pika's like, "Yeah." He, like, nods at her. I'm like... Well, clearly y'all are able to communicate just fine.
This poor guy. He thinks, this poor guy. Simon. What a tragedy. The tragedy of Simon.
Like, Pokemon are very clear in their intentions when they are speaking, quote unquote. So,
yeah.
It's more like feelings, right? I mean, you get the intention behind the words. Like, we've had, like you guys have said earlier, we've had many instances of them speaking to Pokemon and Pokemon generally understanding the sentiment or the feeling behind whatever is going on. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Ash can tell Pikachu, Pikachu, dodge left, then go up the rock, and then do a backflip, and then do Thundershock. And Pikachu will understand that just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do they explain that? Oh my god, you're so right. Like, they actively communicate when they battle. Like, they understand that.
Everybody understands that.
Yeah, you can give them detailed instructions, and they understand exactly
what you mean. That can be telling a dog to sit. Like, giving a dog a command.
Mm-hmm.
The dog doesn't hear the word sit. He just knows the noise and what to do when he hears it. So that could be the battle thing. Like, you say water gun, they could hear the noise and they know what to do.
Yeah, but sometimes, like Austin said, sometimes it's very specific instructions beyond just calling a move. It's like, and now use your tail to, like, make a ground and then jump on the rock and then climb up this and then do that. It's like, that's not just saying Thundershock. And he's like, okay, Thundershock, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Misty asked Pikachu, did you come here to thank Simon? And Pikachu said, yes. Like, you can't ask a dog, oh, dog, are your intentions to express thanks to a person? And dog will be like, yeah.
Well, yours can't. Mine can, though.
Right? Maybe your dog's just not smart enough, connection. Austin. But yeah.
No, we were talking about that the other day. If you travel, you can still communicate. Like, there's still subtleties, like, you know how to communicate, if that makes sense. So maybe it's kind of like that with Pokemon. Like, we may not understand what each other are saying, but we understand enough of, like, how to interact with people to understand what you're saying. So that may be it. But Simon cannot speak Pokemon.
The twerps just actively encouraged him to continue deluding himself, so that's not going to go wrong in any way.
Let's get into our most valuable player, least valuable player, and our quote. Austin, you're first, followed by me, and then Alex.
Alex said my one quote.
I did? When did I say it?
My quote was when the mobsters were saying what kind of things they would say to people. Oh. Trainers.
Sorry, I didn't think that was going to be a quote.
The one mobster says, I'm a Pidgey, I like flying.
Oh, God.
It was the delivery, not the line. My LVP will be Officer Jenny for arresting the officers, but not arresting Simon, who's doing the exact same crime.
Wait, you mean the mobsters?
No, she didn't arrest Simon. She tried to, but then she...
You said arrested the officers.
Sorry, she...
She arrested her own officers.
He communicated.
Ooh, the mobsters were in the police the whole time.
Simon can speak police.
My LVP. They don't speak our language, those cops.
If you want to get a little crazy, you could argue that the cops are the real mobsters.
It was really weird when Simon just goes, you want to arrest your cops? And Jenny goes, I want to arrest my cops.
Jedi mind trick. Okay, my LVP is Jenny for not arresting Simon along with the mobsters and her own police force, which she totally did, by the way.
Simon needs mental health help, and the police are not equipped to deal with mental health.
No, ooh, we're getting political now. Yes, that's very true, Alex.
So maybe Jenny is not the right person to deal with Simon?
Jenny was actually being a good police officer for not arresting someone for no reason.
Oh my god, we were wrong about Jenny.
My MVP is Officer Jenny for her complex understanding of mental health and how it interfaces with the law.
The one time she doesn't arrest somebody is actually the one time she should have kept out of it. So good for her.
Yep. She did the right thing. Step aside.
Okay, so I guess Jenny's my MVP now. And my LVP will be Simon for defrauding people and for being deeply traumatized by his father's death.
Oh my god.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Is that it? All right. For you, Austin?
That's it.
Okay. I'm going to start with my quote again. And this comes from James, of course. They're about to attack Simon after they hear Pikachu's weak, and they burst out from underneath the stool they're sitting on. And Jesse goes, prepare for trouble. And Simon goes, I know. I'll make you some tea in a second. And then James goes, your tea won't stop trouble from brewing. That's like, nah. That's pretty good. I give my MVP to the Magnemite and Magneton for recognizing abusive behavior and stopping it. Good for them. And my LVP, I'll give to all the people who were dumb enough to fall for the frauding of believing what your Pokemon were saying, because that's pretty bad. Especially if you're getting it from Simon. The mobsters, I kind of understand because there's that threat. Like, if five dudes are there and they're, like, about to beat you up. But from Simon, come on.
All right, I don't even know who's left here. Let's start with the quote, then. I'm going to pick the part where Jenny shows up for the first time, and she's like, hey, you know, haven't I seen you guys somewhere around here before? And she's talking to Team Rocket. And James says, well, that shows how much you know. And Jenny says, say, haven't I seen you somewhere before? And James says, oh, you're mistaking us for some other criminals. My LVP is going to be Simon's dad.
For dying.
Yeah, for thinking he could take on a tornado and then dying and obviously then traumatizing his son and setting off this whole chain of events 60 years into the future.
I kind of think he just wanted, it's kind of bad, but he didn't want to be there. You know, it's kind of bad to say that, but yeah. It was shame, like, there's nobody him. Around. He should have stayed there because apparently his mom's already gone. I guess the other tornado got her.
It was a bad call. He should have just went into the storm cellar with Simon and all of this could have been avoided. But yeah, sadly, he thought he could do too much and was never seen or heard from again.
Now that's superhero syndrome.
He got swept off to Oz. Who knows? Anyway, my MVP is... God, I don't even know who is left. Who haven't we said here? Because
MVP wise, MVP Joy. She saved
Pikachu.
Didn't
do anything, did she? Though
she plugs him up. I mean,
I don't know. I don't feel like that was consequential enough to give her MVP.
The minerals
for zapping Pikachu.
I don't know.
It's the 5G.
Oh God, who did you guys say? I can't even remember. Jenny and Jacob. What was yours?
MVP. Oh my God, I can't remember.
No.
Just forgot all about it. I think I gave it to the Magnemite and Magneton for getting rid of the mob.
Maybe Cassidy and Butch for their cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, this is tough.
Give it to Team Rocket for, like,
you know what?
They tried to do a good thing.
Okay, I'm going to give it to Meowth specifically for whether or not I agree with this. I don't know. I can't decide. But he did try to do the right thing in the end and not have Simon feel so freakish. And he was like, I'm going to give a little hope to an old, sad, lonely man. Whether that was a good or bad thing, questionable. But they thought it was a good thing. So there you go.
They're not good at being good. So they tried.
They tried.
Does Ringmasters and
the Spokey Pokesman.
Austin, what's on the menu for next week? Got any good apps?
Apps?
Appetizers is what I call them.
Is that what you call them?
I always ask the waitress or waiter, can I get a menu for the apps?
The apps.
Control Freak and the Art of Pokemon.
Does anybody else have anything to say before I close this out? You want to give some final thoughts? All right, I guess...
I feel like we're not communicating well enough. Let's try again. Pika, 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 pika,
pika, pika, pika,
pika,
pika, pika,
pika,
pika,
pika, pika, pika. From the west, Pikachu.
From the east.
Simon.
Oh, Simon. Oh, God, no.
Simon comes in to wrestle. All right. I think that wraps it up here, so... We would just like to say thank you all for listening. Please leave us a 5-star rating. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to outofthedryingpan@gmail.com. Again, that is outofthedryingpan@gmail.com. We have an X account, formerly known as Twitter. It is outofdryingpan. Again, that handle is outofdryingpan. We got an Instagram. It is outofthedryingpan is the name of that. And we also have a Patreon. You can find that in the link to the description of the podcast. If you feel so inclined to support us, we would greatly appreciate it. And finally, join us next time as this journey continues.